From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Hundreds of protesters in Los Angeles are defying an order to clear the park outside City Hall where they've been camped for weeks. But several hours after the deadline set by the city passed, NPR's Carrie Khan says police have made no move to evict the protesters.
I spoke to the commander of the Los Angeles Police Department here, and he says that they're not going to divulge any of their tactics, but that people that are in the park will be cited. It is a violation, and they will be subject to arrest. So far, there's a very small police presence, even though we're right in front of the huge downtown Los Angeles police headquarters.
That's Carrie Khan in Los Angeles. Congress returns to work this week with lawmakers facing a long list of legislation that requires action by the end of the year. NPR's David Wellner reports the challenge became more daunting when a bipartisan panel failed to reach a deficit reduction deal last week.
The collapse of the supercommittee's effort has left lawmakers without the expedited rules that might have greased the skids for moving weighty issues as part of a deal. Instead, Congress must use its regular slow-moving rules to act on economic relief measures whose expiration date is less than 5 weeks away. One is whether to extend and possibly expand the partial payroll tax holiday that saved the average family about $900 this year. Another is whether to renew expiring emergency unemployment benefits. Republicans are insisting that any extensions be paid for by cutting the budget elsewhere. Democrats prefer raising taxes on the wealthy. It's the same disagreement that left the supercommittee empty-handed. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
A suicide car bomber in Iraq has detonated a blast that killed at least 19 people outside the gate of a prison north of Baghdad today. About two dozen others were wounded. It's the third major attack in Iraq in less than a week. Voting is underway in Egypt in the first phase of parliamentary elections that are the first to be held since Hosni Mubarak was ousted from power last winter. The BBC's Kevin Conley in Cairo says the head of Egypt's ruling military is pushing for a high turnout.
The protests in Tahrir Square continue, and the bitterness at the deaths of demonstrators last week in hails of buckshot and clouds of tear gas has not receded. But Egypt's ruling generals are gambling that pushing ahead with elections as planned will work. They are presiding over a colossal exercise in democracy in which 15,000 candidates will fight for places in the upper and lower houses of parliament. For the first round, the polling stations and ballot boxes will be guarded by almost 100,000 troops and police officers.
That's the BBC's Kevin Conley in Cairo. Stock prices are sharply higher in Europe today. Analysts cite new measures being considered by European leaders to help defuse that region's debt crisis. The steps being considered include possible amendments to the European Union Growth and Stability Pact. This is NPR News. Online retailers are hoping for a surge in holiday sales on this Cyber Monday, especially after strong results last week as shoppers stepped up their purchases on Black Friday. Online sites are offering discounts, free shipping, and other inducements today to get people to shop online while they're at work. Matt Brenzel of New York says he'll be looking for bargains.
I'm just going to shop around, see what the deals are, and, I don't really feel like there's not anything that I particularly need, but maybe I'll find a good deal and maybe there'll be something interesting.
Last year, Cyber Monday was the biggest day of the year for online retailers with more than $1 billion in sales. Diplomats from nearly 200 nations are gathering in Durban, South Africa today to open a new round of global warming talks. But NPR's Richard Harris says expectations are low.
The major issue at these talks is whether nations can find an effective way to rein in runaway emissions of the gases that contribute to global warming, most notably carbon dioxide. The Kyoto Treaty, negotiated in 1997, was designed to be a first modest step in that direction. But that treaty is teetering on the brink of collapse. Canada, Russia, and Japan say they will not take further commitments. The United States never joined the treaty, and the pact places no limits at all on the world's biggest emitter, China. Developing nations are fighting hard to maintain the Kyoto Treaty, which they see as a symbol of commitment, or lack thereof, from the rich nations to confront climate change. The United Nations talks run for 2 weeks. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A new United Nations report finds about a quarter of all the land on Earth is now highly degraded, undermining productivity. The result, says the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, is that farmers will have to produce 70% more food by the year 2050. I'm Craig Windham.